Thank you, Lord. You want to sing that with me? The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart since Jesus made everything right. I gave up my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven since Jesus made everything right. Oh, I like that song. I could do that again. Melody and I got up this morning, 4 o'clock. Or Ma did. Snow on the car that deep. Ice all over everything. Roads, nothing but ice. Oh, and could you believe that? We have been hit every time we were coming over here. Hit, hit, hit. I said, I got out there today and I started scrubbing off that car. I said, Lord, I'm not going to be deterred this time. I think sometimes the Lord wants us to get serious about something. Get serious about it. As soon as we pulled that car out, it was nothing but smooth sailing. It's been the best ride we've ever had. Coming over today. Brother over here today said, we want to pray for the prophetic future. The prophesied future. Not only do we want to pray, but we want to what? Watch and pray that we be found worthy to escape all these things coming on earth. Now, you've got to take that word all and really blow it up. That little word means so much. All these things, and brothers and sisters, things are coming at us leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds. They've just authorized the sale of aborted baby parts for scientific reasons across the pond. We sell them to them. You know, when I grew up, abortion was looked at as, oh, a woman might have an abortion. But she knew in her heart. She knew in her heart, and I've dealt with many of them. Knew in her heart it was wrong, and once they did it, they could. This is something that will eat at them for the rest of their life. But let me tell you something about our children today. They don't know it's wrong. They're selling this garbage, this darkness for light, and this light for darkness for our children, to our children. That's not a living thing. That's not made by God. Don't you know that? It's just a nothing. Let me tell you something. There's abominations in the Bible that God talks about that are surely going to be crushed. People, when you think about wailing and gnashing of teeth, oh man, you can see where this is going. Listen, before I get into this, and I've got one I want to give you here, but I got, Melody and I got you some things. Now, I'd like to have a couple of kids, kind of older probably, come up and help pass these out, would you? A couple of briquettes out there. I don't see no bricks today. I see briquettes. There's a briquette. God bless you. Come on over here. Come on up here. What's your name?
Carissa.
Carissa? Oh, God bless you, Carissa. Come on, who's these two? These are your cohorts? Your cohorts in Christ? Huh? And what's your name? I'm sorry? Emma. Emma and?
Lily.
And Lily?
Emma and Lily.
Emma and Lily. Well, aren't they beautiful? Aren't they beautiful? Huh? Listen, Emma and Lily, would you do me a favor? I'm an old man. I have a hard time getting around up here. Why don't you take these ink pens and make sure everybody gets one?
Everybody
gets an ink pen, yep. Now, these here, I got two boxes, so let's go with these here. Take this package, Emma and Lily, and you take this package, and those go to the men. All the men and all the boys get one, and all the women get one of these.
Okay?
Go ahead and make your trip. Now, if they want to give you a $20 bill or something like that for the Young People Society, you tell them that's okay. I'm just kidding you. I'm just kidding you. We got these, I don't know, before Christmas. And we just couldn't quite get moving. I'm telling you. Every time the snow would blow, we got halfway here twice. Halfway here. One time we got past Ashland. Had to turn around, could not make it. I get a little worried about Ma sometimes. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should be more trustful, right? That's the old flesh saying, "Oh man, you can't make it up there." Anybody hasn't got one of these, any men? These are lapel pins, crosses for your lapels or your tie tacks. These are little hearts and crosses for your women's lapel or their dress or whatever. And then grab an ink pen to go with it. It's not much. It's just something from us to you. It was Christmas, but what the heck, now it's past Easter. It's whatever you want to call it. Make sure everybody's got one. Anybody doesn't get one, raise your hand. Anybody didn't get one, raise your hand. I want to make sure you all got one. Over here. Over here. Over there. There's a lady right back there. Needs a cross. Needs one with a heart in it. Now listen, if you've got kids at home, if you got kids at home or somebody you want to take one to, ask them for one to take with you. Just go ahead and take another one. Take it with you. Give it to somebody you like, somebody you love. Give one to your enemy. I'll give them all to you. How many pins you got left? A lot? We'll go around and give them some more. Huh? I'll tell you what. Take the rest of those pins and just put them in the back. Set them on the table back there. All right. You got any left? What do you got left there? You guys want two? I got plenty of these for you.
You're
welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. All you women get one of the hearts. Heart pins. And all you men get across your lapel. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what we'll do. Take these and put these in the back. Take everything you got left over. Take them back there. Okay. You take one of them then. Yep. Get you some ink pins. I understand you got some drug problems in this church. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that what the Lord's telling me? Is that right? Is that right, Josiah? I'm not talking about you. I just heard Captain over here say one family's got a lot of drug problems. That means you've got a lot of drug problems. Is that what that means? Aren't we a body? Got a foot? That's okay. Yeah, how can this thing be? How can this thing be with heroin, opioids? How can this thing be in this country? How can this thing be? This what do they call that other stuff? There's another drug that's really popular out there. Fentanyl? Fentanyl, is that it? Oh, the heroin, okay. There's another one, though. They cook it with a bunch of stuff in the woods.
Meth.
There's another one. Crack. How can this thing be? Well, I understand the crack stuff. That's been coming in for a while. But here we've got these guys making it in a backpack going through Walmart. Isn't that something? I'll tell you how this thing be. It's the same attitude they're selling to Dave for light for darkness and darkness for light. Dumbing down the children. Dumbing down us as Christians. Selling us a package of fear. Selling us a package, hyping up the vanity in our minds. We're not accepted. We're not accepted. Oh, man. Go ahead, hit that, brother. Go ahead, hit that pipe one time. Go ahead. Oh, it won't hurt you. Man, come on. Man, you're getting cool. You got to be cool. Hit that pipe one time. Oh, there you go, brother. Now you're with us. Now you're with us. Now you got a family, brother. Now you got a family, bro. You can't see the train wreck coming. You can't see the forest through the trees. They got you dumbed down all the time. Watch this hand. Well, this hand's working. That's Satan, boy. In all deceivableness in the last days, in this time we live in, we live in the times and the seasons Jesus talked about. We are there. We've went over the cliff. Christ is at the door. He's knocking right now saying, Father, is it time yet? He says, have you built your mansion? Have you got it up to par? Is it ready for your bride? Well, I think so, Jesus said. He said, well, let's go take a look at it. God walks in, he looks around at Jesus, the mansion. Jesus, he looked at it. Why don't you change that right there and then come and see me? It's kind of how it goes, the old Israel, how Israel does it. Still do today. Got to go build the place for your bride. Didn't he say that? When that building's finished and it's just about there, I don't know the day or the hour, but I can tell you this, there's not a Christian in this world that doesn't know the times and the seasons. Can't see that today. We are there. We are there. He's on his way. He's on his way. As Moses, I'm not even going to get this open. When Moses stood there with his rod in Exodus, he had the physical rod in his hand. Today, we stand on the rod of Christ, which is a spiritual rod, a spiritual life. It has nothing to do with this flesh. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me? Praise God, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? Praise God. You know what you praise God for? Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. We didn't deserve it, but he gave it to us anyway. You were chosen to this. He hurled you into salvation. You just didn't walk there. He came to you. He chose you. He chose you. Amen? Isn't that what it says? He chose you. You can't realize what God, Christ, did for us and realize that he chose this old rotten sinner to become what? His sons and daughters. This old wretched man, he said, I knew his embryo before the foundations of the world were formed, and he's mine. He's mine. How else could we be going back home? How else could we be just traveling through? If we're traveling through sojourners, we got to come from somewhere. Nobody realizes this hardly. It's not preached about enough. We came from somewhere, and we're going back somewhere. To what, he says? To our fatherland, our homeland, our real homeland, us. We're going back there. Our spirit has already been translated. You understand that Jesus Christ lives in you. He put himself in you. He lives there. And the body of Christ is now, he is now tabernacling with. The flesh? No, he doesn't have nothing to do with that flesh. Not yet, anyway. Day's coming when he's coming back for what? The flesh. Going to redeem this old body. The graves are going to open up, right? This is going to be changed. This is going to be changed, thank God. But today, he's gave us salvation. He's our ark. And he gave it all to us by grace. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Did you hear that? He's the author and the finisher of our faith. If your faith fails, he says, if your faith fails, mine won't. And when I come back, listen to what he's saying here. He says, if your faith fails, mine won't. And when I come back, you'll look up and see yourself as you really are before you be like me. And when I come back, I what? Cannot deny myself. How does he know that? Because he is in you. He's here. He's our rod. He's our staff. He's our rock. He's our comforter. He is our all in all. He's our protector. Fear today. Fear. It's all I see is fear. He says, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. You should know more from now on. He says, this rest that you're looking at, which he talks about in Hebrews, he does not want you to miss this promise of entering into his rest. Without that, you will always fear. I did not give you a spirit of fear. We no longer, he said, we no longer fear death. We no longer fear what man can do to us. No longer. We're Christians. We're children of God. We're the sons and daughters of God. We don't fear the devil. We don't fear his cohorts. The Bible says he goes about seeking those he may devour and devouring them at will. What have you been doing, Satan? I've been walking down, up and down, to and fro, seeking out those I may devour and devouring them at will. Those I may devour. You cannot be devoured. The power of God lies in you. Do you understand that? Say amen. Amen. And I am certain, Paul said, I am certain, the Holy Spirit said, I am certain that good work that he has started in me, he will finish it. You may have your days, but you ain't going nowhere. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And if you could get away from me a little bit, I'd come and get you. He says, I am the great shepherd. You know what this world's full of? False shepherds. False shepherds. Lots of false shepherds. Hireling shepherds. I don't want to get into that today. He says, boy, he says, they're going to go after you guys. He says, like ravenous wolves. And that day is here, my friend. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. This COVID thing, all that is a prelude to the mark of the beast. That's all it is. That's all it is. You won't be able to buy or sell. Right now, you can't go to certain states. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to work. Oh, you won't be able to work. No, you, Richard, you can't come in here. You didn't get your vaccine shot. We got proof. They're already putting out fake vaccine shot papers, and people are getting arrested and going to prison over it right now. That's right. That's all this is. Prelude. Satan's setting you up, setting up the world. People right now, my friend, people right now are choking on a gnat and swallowing a camel. Choking at a gnat and swallowing a camel. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for telling us that, Lord. Let me say something else to you. While it is today, and his voice may be heard, Don't let anybody tell you, don't let anybody tell you that he does not speak to you and that you don't hear, not in the ear, but right here, his voice. He says, if you've heard him and been taught by him. Did you hear that? Why did he say that? If you've heard, you need no man to teach you any longer. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say that in John? You need no man to teach you any longer. Didn't he say that? If you've heard him and been taught by him, did he say that? Yes, he said that. You can hear him today. He says, do not neglect that still small voice that lieth in you. It's there. And today, while the leaf is yet tender on the fig tree, we can still hear his voice today, but not for much longer, I'm going to tell you. A day is coming, and almost now is, where his voice, they'll look for his voice, seek his voice, and will not be heard. He'll not be heard. We'll be gone, folks. My brothers and sisters, we will be gone. There's not a greater promise coming to you today than the rapture of Jesus Christ for his bride. Not a greater promise. Watch, he said. Jesus, I forget how many times he says watch. Watch and pray always that you be found worthy. How, he says? By watching. He knows if you're watching, you believe he's coming back. You ever have a daughter and son that's out past the clock? I know I have. And you're standing at the window. That same earnestness. That same earnestness. He says, I put a spirit in you, the spirit of earnestness to go home. Do you have that spirit today, that spirit of earnestness to leave? Or are you a dreamer? Ooh. Are you a dreamer? I heard a woman say not too long ago, oh, I got things I want to do with my children. I don't want to go yet. Remember Lot's wife. Do you have that spirit of earnestness in your heart today to go home and be with Jesus? That same spirit's the one spirit in you that says, hey, whose glory do you want to happen here, yours or his? And we say, yours, Father. Glory to God. For we are those who have great hope in the glory of God. Great hope in the glory of God. I'm not going to get into the Bible right now. I'm just going to keep going. I think this is where the Lord's taking me. I know it is. This spirit I'm talking about. This spirit is what keeps you. This spirit... It's like this. Doggone it, Lord. I don't want to do that. These things God is working out of you. He's working out of you. He's the one that works and wills in you to his good pleasure. Do you believe that? Amen. He works in us. And he works things out of us. That's why the Holy Spirit tells us not to judge or condemn. Because we don't know what God's working out of that person. But we know if we're praying for him, it's a done deal. Why? Because we get our prayers answered. Why? Because it's the will of God that none should perish. Amen? Goodness, simple as that. The simplicity, he says, in the last days they'll take the simplicity out of it. They'll take the simplicity out of salvation. That's what they've done today. It's so simple. My son preaches this all the time. All the time, the simplicity of Christ Jesus living in you. The power that you have. The power, the absolute power. And the windows of heaven are open. And all of a sudden, Lord says, hey, you know, I know you looked over here and saw that couch. She won $60 for it, and you got over, you thought, well, there it is, you know, and you got over there and thought, well, I was willing to pay $60 for it. Next thing you know, you end up with twice as much furniture and for a tenth of the money, and you got your hands on some food and give it to somebody else. He says, be generous to your brother. First to the ones inside now. You want to be very, very cautious. Be very, very cautious about your brethren. Make sure that you're very giving to your brother. If they're hurting, help them out. Make sure they're taken care of. He says, first to the ones in, and then to the ones out. But isn't it so much that you give to your brother, and he gives you twice as much to give to those who are out? It happens all the time. Amen? The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart since Jesus made everything right. I gave up my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on heaven, on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight. Are you happy tonight? Are you happy? Have you got joy in your heart? Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Do you have that today? You look at Isaiah. I was going to preach out of Isaiah today too. He gives you a glimpse of today right there. Isaiah 8. He gives you a glimpse of today and what's going to be happening. You know, he tells us in the Bible that, I'll come back. Jesus said, I'm coming back at a time they think not. They'll be buying and selling and building. Oh, life will look good. Life will look good. Did you hear that? Buying and selling and building. Time you think not. Nah, he won't be back today. Woe unto the servant, the Lord says, the Holy Spirit says, that woe unto the servant that says in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. For he'll come at a time that you think not. And you know who those people are? The ones that are standing there screaming, saying, oh my goodness, it's a great and terrible day of the Lord. And we missed it. You had 5 foolish virgins, 5 wise virgins. 5 had oil in their lamps. 5 had oil in their lamps. The other 5 had oil in their lamps and what? Their vessels. In their vessels. They just weren't a pretty lamp out there. They had what it took in here. This is it. This is where he resides. This is where he's made his home. Right there. The spiritual walk. The first man, Adam, what was he? He was a fleshly, right? The second man was spiritual. That's what we are. Spiritual people. Peculiar people. That's why the world can't know us. Can't understand us. Those peculiar Christians. They can't understand us. Because we're spiritual. We act spiritual. We act in a spiritual manner. Oh, how's that? Well, because the love of God's been poured out into our hearts. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts. Do you have the love of God poured out into your heart today? Amen, 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 amen. Of course you do. Of course you do. That's what makes you a Christian. A peculiar person to the world, but Christian. And we're going home, folks. You can take it to the bank. We don't have much longer. I'll be surprised if I get home today. In fact, I hope I'm going home today. This old world, this old cruel world, isn't long for its remaking. But soon we'll be standing with Christ. We'll be meeting with Christ in the air. We'll see him coming in the clouds. We'll hear that trump and the shout. Shout in the trump. For God's going to blow his own horn. We're going to hear it very soon now. I want you to be ready. I want you to be watching and praying. Lord, I know I'm not worthy, but I'm watching. I know you're coming. Grace upon grace. And have life more abundantly. He gave us life, and he gave it us more abundant life. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. I got furniture for a third of the price and 10 times more. Then I got to go get food and give it to somebody else. Oh, I love that. And our car's not as bad as it should be. And he made sure I had the money to get that fixed. If he didn't, he sent somebody along to fix it anyway. But it'll get fixed. Bob's new truck's just a coming. Pray for Bob and his half a heart. God wants to give him an awful strong heart. He's only running on half, she said. That must be the good part. Just a little pun there, brother. None. He does have a good heart. There's a wife who knows her husband. Yeah. Does have a good heart. Someday we're going to be walking with him on high. We'll throw our crowns at his feet. Because they're not ours. They're his. They're his. We longed to get back over, didn't we, Mama? It's just been a tussle getting here. That's my message for today. I'm not going to go into a bunch of scripture. I was going to, but I never do. Just kind of goes through it. I have my own way. The Lord has a way with me and the way he does things, you know. I'm not an eloquent man. I'm not a great speaker. Anything comes out of my mouth, he has to get it out. God bless you all. God bless you all. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray today you'll go with each and every one here. Keep them looking up, Lord. We know that the work you started in us, you'll finish it. We know that, Lord. And we trust you for it. We trust you. No matter what we do or what we say or what we see. As we see men's hearts failing them for what they see coming on earth, Lord, let us stand still and let the Lord work. Let you work, Lord, so we can give you all the glory, all the glory. Go with them now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.